Stay in touch with Chicago's talk leader.
Just download the free 89 WLS app on your smartphone or tablet.
The Republican candidates are already in makeup this morning, getting ready for CNBC's big Republican debate tonight. 5 o'clock, the undercard, 7 o'clock, our time for the big guys on stage. And I know they're all in makeup because you have to look good. Remember, it's better to look good than to feel good. By the way, I came in early and whipped up, in honor of the Republican debate, our breakfast item of the day, Boulder omelet. That, of course, is with eggs, spin, hyperbole, partisan outrage, laced with legal marijuana from Colorado, and served with a six-pack of Coors. Go ahead and enjoy that.
Is that why I'm so sleepy and hungry?
I told you to be careful with that omelet.
Oh.
Jill Glazer is here. That's Jen DeSalvo. Jill Glazer is here. She's the owner and makeup artist with Makeup First School of Makeup Artistry here in Chicago near City Hall. Jill, welcome to 89 WLS. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I see your voice sounds fine.
Great. I was a little worried about it. I'm not a morning person.
Well, who is?
I don't know. Those people need to sleep.
I have to come in here at 3 every day for makeup. John
wow.
Dempsey gets in at 3:30 for makeup.
Wow.
Jen, of course, doesn't need makeup.
No.
So, Halloween, I know you're involved. You have a company, and you have advised a lot of theatrical productions, theaters here, movie sets, and you do have people who work on your behalf at the TV stations. So you've been in this business for a while, and I guess that everybody wants to in this this time of year, Halloween, they want to look like a zombie. And Jen wants to be made up as a zombie. I told her, I said, it's better we do this on Friday morning, but you're too busy the rest of the week. So you can make her up this morning. You can watch it at Periscope.tv. You think it'll take the better part of an hour to get her looking like a zombie?
Well, from setup to cleanup, I'm going to be painting the face. It'll take an hour because I really want to be precise. I'm going to make her into a pop art zombie, which is probably the most popular zombie right now. So we're trending. We're trending.
So with The Walking Dead and other shows like this, zombies must be incredibly popular. And if you decide as a parent that you want to have your child dressed up as a zombie, and you can watch us at Periscope.tv in just a couple minutes. We have tweeted out a link to it so you can watch it. Take the better part of an hour. By the way, if you mess up that, won't Christina Filiaggi have a problem with that studio being messed up?
We are both very clean, and Christina and I bring in lots of cleaning products so we can take care of the booth because okay. We might be a little OCD. But no, don't worry, I'll clean it up
and
for
Christina
her.
Won't be dressed up as a zombie, will she?
No, she wears a sailor outfit.
Oh, that's right.
That's very funny.
Does she still wear that sailor outfit?
Well, if you Google sailor outfit, you will get some photos of Christina Filiaggi that are fetching.
Yeah.
And then Jim Johnson also posed in that outfit, but that's another story.
And that's why he had to move to Wisconsin, didn't he?
Yeah.
After that?
Yes.
Jill, if I wanted to dress up my child as a zombie or my spouse or what have you, or a coworker, where do I go to get the supplies? And can I, as an amateur, even begin to do this? Is this too big of a job?
Oh, it's so easy because there is no real definition of what a zombie should look like. If you're going to be doing zombie makeup on a child, it could be as easy as putting some Elmer's glue all over the face in different spatchy, spotty areas, and then just painting over it with some kind of undead color.
What do you have to stay away from? I mean, that's potentially dangerous. I mean, when I go look for products to make up my child or whomever, you know, I would imagine some people use the wrong items and then they're in the emergency room.
Really?
No?
We're so careful about what we use. I don't focus on what not to use. We obviously have pro products like Prozade, which is a medical surgical adhesive, so that's very safe. We use spirit gum. You have to be very careful with that around the eyes. Spirit gum is an adhesive that is not medically approved. But it's, you know, the parents can just use Elmer's glue and make a zombie very simply, and just some shadows and hollow out the eyes. Now, for an adult, there's that old-fashioned method of using toilet paper or Kleenex and putting latex over that and just blowing it dry in multiple layers and hollowing out the eyes. It's just very simple. Make them look just as bad as possible.
So we're going to start here in a couple minutes after after Jen's next traffic report. You can go to periscope.tv. We have tweeted out a link on our show Twitter account, which is @JohnHowellWLS on Twitter.